Cyprus causes alarm around the world.
Make it a working lunch. Listen to the Marketplace Midday Update podcast for the day's top business headlines. Subscribe on iTunes or at marketplace.org/podcasts.
From APM in New York, hello, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Midday Update for Monday, the 18th of March. And global markets are down this morning sharply in some cases on the news out of Cyprus. In order to get a bailout from the EU, the country agreed over the weekend to tax up to 10% of all bank deposits, meaning they'll just lop that money off the top before anyone has a chance to withdraw it. Marketplace's Stephen Beard is with us from our European desk in London. And Stephen, it sounds like that 10% could be watered down before the banks reopen.
Yes, the terms of the bailout, this one-off tax, as you say, has sparked a lot of anger in Cyprus. The terms are likely to be softened in order to get the measure through Parliament when it votes on the package tomorrow. But investors are clearly worried about this, the fact that for the first time in the European debt crisis, people's savings will be used to bail out the banks. That's worried people that bank depositors in other Eurozone countries might take fright and pull their savings out of their banks for fear of getting slapped with a savings tax too. And there are also worries that the Cypriot bailout may not go through because it's so unpopular, and Cyprus might then be ejected from the Eurozone. So after a long period of calm, the Eurozone debt crisis appears to be back on the agenda.
Marketplace's Stephen Beard in London. And let's get analysis now from here in this country. Julia Coronado is chief economist with the investment bank BNP Paribas, and she's with us live. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, so Julia, Stephen mentioned this is about a country that is not very big, but it's causing ripples all around the globe. Why is this causing such concern around the world?
Well, as Stephen mentioned, it is the concern that you get a bank run developing in a country that does matter, perhaps Spain or Italy, as we know that those countries do need some extra resources down the road. And there's the fear that a bank haircut, a cut on deposits, a tax on deposits would be part of such a deal. That's very unlikely, but that's the fear.
Well, doesn't this whole idea, and it's a new one in the debt crisis, go against the theory that if you want to keep people confident in the banking system, you at least, at the very minimum, would want them to think that their deposits are safe?
Right. At face value, this might seem like a crazy move by the IMF and European finance ministers. But keep in mind that bank assets in Cyprus are something like 700% of GDP. The reason that's the case is that it is a tax haven for Russian investors. So there is a lot of pushback to bailing out Cyprus. It's a very bitter pill for French and German taxpayers to swallow that they should be bailing out Russian investors. So it seems crazy, but there's some difficult politics behind this.
Well, we'll have to see what happens over the next several days. Julia Coronado, chief economist with the investment bank BNP Paribas, thanks as always.
It's a pleasure.
This week, lawmakers in Pennsylvania will introduce a bill to legalize online gambling in the state. Pennsylvania would join Nevada, Delaware, and New Jersey, which just legalized it. And the consequences are already being felt in Atlantic City, where one casino is trying to prepare customers for the changes. Tracy Samuelson reports.
All right, so I need some money on here.
We're going to be big money, $5 for this young lady.
I'm setting up an electronic account at the Borgata, a hotel and casino in Atlantic City, where the floors are so polished, you can see the reflections of rows of flashing neon slot machines. But I'm not here for them or the green felt card tables. The electronic account will let me gamble in the hotel room through the television. John Ferrelli, who works in IT for the Borgata, shows me how it works. Using the clicker, we enter two different passwords and select a slots game.
And I'm going to do start play.
There she blows.
And we did not rig this. We just won.
So why would someone come to Atlantic City just to sit and gamble in their room? Well, they probably wouldn't. Borgata regular Lenore Natani loves the penny slot machines down on the floor.
I could sit here all night, which I have done, at the same machine. I wasn't even a bit tired.
But her husband does head up to the room, and maybe he'd play a bit more up there if he hadn't lost too much downstairs. Those extra rounds are extra dollars.
The casinos are not in the gambling business.
It's a volume business, says I. Nelson Rose, a professor at Whittier Law School. And gambling through the TV is a baby step towards gambling online. The Borgata wants guests to get comfortable with the technology, so maybe they'll try it at home later. But like the newspaper business, casinos need to make sure they don't simply move their existing customers online.
The Las Vegas Strip, there are many casinos that make a majority of their revenue from expensive restaurants, shows, and shopping.
To quote a wise man from New Jersey, everything dies, baby, that's a fact. But maybe everything that dies someday comes back. In Atlantic City, I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.
And finally, there were a lot of St. Patrick's Day parades over the weekend, but none was more insignificant than the one in Enterprise, Alabama. It's one person marching for 10 minutes. This year's marcher did wear a little leprechaun hat, though, if that is any consolation. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.